So we are discussing chanting, and then next we'll discuss balance. Last I kept balance because you have to balance everything. So you need to know everything. Okay, so yeah. So first is chanting. Now, the first thing about chanting I just want to tell is that chanting is, there are different types of chanting, you know that? This I want to start now with this point. In ISKCON, people have different types of chanting. Like, for example, there is something called as radar chanting. You know radar chanting?
Radar
chanting? Radar.
Radar chanting.
Radar. Yeah. Radar. People chanting. You know that?
Yes.
How's that?
They're looking here.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. They keep on doing everything, you know. Just keep on going everything. It's like, it's a bad chanting. Then there's something called as submarine chanting. You know that? Submarine chanting.
Submarine.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You go inside, you know. And sometimes you come. You know, it's like that. And then you have the snake chanting. This foreigners do. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna. You can just hear sing. You don't pronounce properly. And that's how it happens, you know. So I think Polish devotees or Chinese, I don't know who do this. But many, many devotees do that. Many devotees skip chanting, skip the letters. Yeah, but they miss, yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare is like out. And they're not conscious themselves. You have to point them. That's a problem, you know. And then there's some machine gun chanting, you know this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama Rama, Hare. You have seen that? In India it happens a lot. They're fighting over what's happening, you know. So the point is, we should avoid all these type of chanting. This is a bad chanting. Bad chanting. To avoid, because chanting is the most important duty, Prabhupada said. Over and over and over and over again. We have all read, no? Prabhupada said, among all duties, chanting is the most important duty. We can't avoid this. It's impossible. You might do other duties or not do, but this is what is a backbone, no? So, we have services, we have chanting. If you don't do chanting, what chanting does? Chanting strengthens the soul. Philosophy strengthens the intelligence. Intention strengthens the mind. And chanting strengthens the soul. So, all have their own places. But of course, strengthening the soul is the most important. No? If your soul is weak, even if my intelligence is strong, you don't end up ending in illusion, no? Prabhupada says in one of his... This is all Prabhupada saying. Most important duty. Chanting strengthens the soul. I should have put in quote. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam proper. Chanting strengthens the soul. This is said by Prabhupada. Strengthens the soul. In the purport. To Bhagavatam or Gita purport, I have that. One of his purport. So, that's important because when you chant, you get enthusiasm. You get faith. Determination. If you leave chanting, for 3 days, you'll become a demon, you know. Seriously, is it? Your mind starts revolting, you know. It's not that we are chanting. It is not that we are holding to holy name. Holy name is holding us. It's not like that. We think we are holding. But when you chant, holy name is catching us, no? That's the idea. A mother keeps a child in her lap. The child thinks, yeah. I'm with my mother. Child thinks mother is with me, but actually, it's opposite. He thinks I'm with my mother, but actually, mother is with him. You see, so we think we are with holy name, but actually, holy name with us is with us. If we keep on chanting, if we stick to him, he will help us. He will take us forward. No. So, we have to always remember. That's why I divide it. Philosophy for intelligence. Intention is for mind. And chanting is for soul. That's very important. Because people can think, okay, we can read philosophy. We can keep our attitude proper. Is it? So, they skip chanting, no? Okay, everything is going good, no? I mean, to say, we are reading philosophy, we are associating with devotees, our intention is good, it's not bad. But no, always remember, the only way to strengthen soul is chanting. Your soul will become weak. Slowly it will become weak. Then, when the time comes, now everything will be okay. But Maya is waiting for the appropriate time. She doesn't always attack. She is intelligent. When you are the weakest, then she will attack you. And we are gone. She knows how to handle it. She knows how to defeat us now. Oh, how much experience we have? 10, 20, 30, 40 years? How much experience Maya has? Infinite time. infinite experience. She'll do like that. So, and that's what happens. You know, people in ISKCON movement, there are many Prabhupada disciples who are not chanting. Sorry to say that. If you know, if you don't know, I guess you know. They're not chanting Prabhupada. Prabhupada disciples are not chanting. And I asked few of them, you know, why you're not chanting? They humbly I asked, like, not just challenging that. So they told, well, you know, we have chanted a lot. That's the answer. So you see, it's a problem, you know, after if we don't focus on chanting, after some time it becomes hackneyed. Over and over and over and over and over. So we have to focus on chanting so that quickly we develop some insight, relationship with holy name. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get along. And many devotees. Oh, one of the devotees, you know what he was? I asked him, you know, okay, how many rounds you chant daily? He said 16. So, okay, good, nice. So he told, but actually I have a diary and I have some 100 rounds left. No, how come? He says, I chant 16 rounds daily, but you know, last 1 month, I am not chanting, but I have written, you know, 16 rounds, and that's an account. But I chant daily, you see. This is what happens, you know. Mind starts tricking us always. So, Prabhupada said, before you sleep, you have to finish your rounds. Don't sleep before finishing your rounds. Don't close your eyes before you have finished your rounds. That's very important. By the end of the day, you have to finish. I'll talk in balance how to do that. But the point is, we can't afford to miss this thing. It's gone life, no? It's hustle-bustle life, no? It's like, everybody knows. So it's an active life. Okay, so, just like, for example, this, no one can conquer lust simply by intellectual adjustment. It's impossible. You can't conquer lust by intelligence, by philosophy. It's impossible. You have to chant to conquer that force. It's not possible to conquer that force. Okay, so what's the aim of chanting? Remembering is the aim of chanting. Aim of chanting is not bliss. Always remember. Although you will get bliss. You will get, everybody gets bliss. Nice. Aim of chanting is not really to dance in bliss. Although you will dance. Prabhupada said many times, when you chant, what's the first effect? Dancing. Prabhupada said in one of his letter. But of course, that's not the aim. So, aim of chanting is remembrance. What is the effect of Shravan Kirtan? Smaranam. Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. That's what Bhakti Santa used to say. Kirtana Prabhave Smarana Hobe. You get it? Kirtan Prabhave Smarana Hobe. By the potency of Kirtan, you will enter into Smaranam. That's what Prabhupada says, Nectar of Instruction.
Into
remembering God. Remembering. Oh. And Prabhupada says in one of his letters, we chant, we hear. Why do we do that? Because we associate with Krishna. It helps us remember Krishna 24 hours, no? Mm-hmm. So many times Prabhupada said, this is common. You chant, it helps you remember 24 hours Krishna. So that means, aim of chanting is remembering. It's simple to deduce from that fact. Simple. So, the point is, why I'm telling you this, because we should not be tricked that we are chanting, we are getting bliss, so if chanting is good. It's good, but it's not the best. Because we think, okay, we are chanting and mind is fixed on chanting and we are getting bliss. So, okay, things are good. Okay, nice, but you have to go further. It's not the end, no? That's, you should not stick on that platform. Otherwise, we'll fall down. Makes sense, no? We all feel like that, no? So whenever we are chanting is so nice, then we think we are the seventh Goswami. No. Advanced. You're not advanced. You're chanting. Why do you get bliss while chanting? It's not that you're chanting is super chanting. We are chanting. It's the causeless mercy of Krishna that he is giving on his own accord. Some bliss to help you chant more. You understanding what I'm? It's not our credit. We have only this much credit, but Krishna is giving bonus to us. So we are not really advanced. He is helping us to advance. He is giving us enthusiasm. You know, So it's advertisement. That's all. Krishna gives in between. Okay, take. Out of his causeless mercy. Otherwise, who deserves bliss? You know. So because we have been with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. So when we chant, we get bliss. Because of his mercy, we don't deserve. So we shouldn't get into that trap. It's nice to get bliss while chanting. And then you can use this bliss to chant more. Is it? If you don't get bliss, then you don't chant more. So Krishna helps you to chant more and more. Why he helps you to chant more and more? So that you can enter this stage of remembrance. You see, what's from his perspective, he's giving bliss to attain this aim. From our small perspective, if we get bliss, okay, I chanted nicely, so I got bliss. This is wrong understanding. So, you have to keep in mind, okay. So what's remember? This is remembrance is spontaneous remembrance. It's not something artificial. Like, we don't have to artificially remember, no? Prabhupada always said, no? Chant, and he didn't say, concoct in mind some imagination. Although there are philosophies in ISKCON where devotees say you have to chant and mentally with chair.
No, I'm just gonna listen.
Or mentally you have to form an image. You have heard this?
Can you repeat the poems?
Oh, like many devotees say you chant and then in mind you can imagine Krishna, his form. There are books written like that.
Mm.
But yeah, don't. That's a trap. No, remembrance should be spontaneous. We chant, and spontaneously remembrance will come. Okay, I'll ask you a question. What is the difference between spontaneous remembrance and our artificial remembrance? We chant and we try to remember Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's artificial. You are yourself trying to remember. And one is spontaneous remembrance. What's the difference between? One remembrance is coming from chanting. You're not remembering, but it is coming from chanting. Chanting is making you remember. Another thing is you're chanting and remembering. You see? So what's the difference between both of them?
Well, you're splitting your attention between chanting and remembering.
Yeah, that's one thing. If you're chanting and remembering, you're actually not in kirtanam. You're not in chanting. You are kirtanam and smaran. You're splitting your attention from kirtanam, no. So that's not a good thing. So it's a bad thing.
If you're creating images in your mind, you're keeping yourself tied to mental speculation, which is a material concept.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we are on level of mind. Yeah.
So whatever you're imagining up here isn't the real thing.
You know, but you know one thing. There's an anti-argument to that from the other side, from the enemy camp. There are enemies around us. So there is. So they say, you say it's from mind, mental, fine, but even your chanting is now on mental platform. It's all mouth, mind, ears. So there was a harm, you know, everything is on mental platform.
Because Krishna's name is a revealed incarnation, is an incarnation and revealed to us, whereas the image that we create in our
you're right. So that's the answer.
Non-different.
That's the answer. Holy name is non-different from Krishna. He has given this process to us. He has given holy name. So we don't do all this imagination. That's one, yeah, you're right. That's one argument. And another, so what's the difference between spontaneous and, so spontaneous, how do you, my question is, how do you recognize it's spontaneous or I'm imagining? Okay, let me put like this. Mind can trick you. Many devotees, they say, I have chanted and I remember Krishna. It should be, and it's spontaneous. So how do you know it's coming from soul or it's mind? What do you do with that?
They don't say.
Huh?
Usually they don't say if it's actually spontaneous.
Well, there are many GBCs who are preaching that. That you should chant and remembrance, remember.
Probably you're saying if you have a spontaneous
what do you do with
remembering,
that?
You wouldn't tell someone else about it? Is that what you're saying?
He means that. That can be. But the point is for us, how do we know? How do we know? We can be cheated by Maya, no? Easily, Maya can cheat us. She can convince us. Spontaneous.
My Guru Maharaj answered this question for me.
Christian? Christianity?
And he said, you just keep listening to the vibration. You just keep listening, keep listening, keep listening.
That's okay. But then...
And then the realization, the infallible realization comes from Guru Maharaj. Shastra and from looking at the deities.
But how does it answer this question? Question is same, you know, it still stands. How to recognize within myself it's spontaneous or not? This answer.
There's some attraction, like you actually feel.
Well, Maya can really trick you. You can see so many sahajyas in Vrindavan. You can't convince them it's not spontaneous. You can never convince them. And they weep while they imagine, they become unconscious. Then say, come on, I don't have attraction. How many times you have become unconscious? Every time you are becoming unconscious. What do you do with that? So what's the one thing which can help you to know it's spontaneous, it's artificial? We should know all these things now. Because the aim of chanting is remembrance. And Maya will do all of his power to confuse you. That's why we are discussing all these things, so that we know what's happening.
So trying to figure out if it's coming from Maya or coming from Krishna.
Yeah, it's coming from mind or soul, Maya or Krishna. That's what we are trying to figure out. But Krishna is not going to tell us, hey, this is not going to happen.
One is in the head and the other comes from, the mind is in the heart, not down here.
But it's difficult to know all these things, no? It's difficult to understand these things. Illusion is strong.
You experience less attraction to material energy? Sounds bad.
Okay, fine. That's one thing. If it is spontaneously remembrance, you'll spontaneously feel less attracted towards illusion. If it's imagination, you finish chanting, and you're all around. Still attraction. You maintain the attraction towards material world. That will not leave. Because you're imagining Krishna is not happy. If Krishna is happy, he will make you remember. If Krishna is happy, then you lose attraction towards material world. Yeah. So that's how you can understand that. So while chanting, you may not be able to understand. But when you leave chanting, you get my point? And then you see, you know, and you're still getting attracted towards nonsense, gross things. This means for imagination, it was trick of Maya. So that's one thing, okay. When you leave chanting, then you understand. Good. So another question, while you are chanting, how do you understand? Okay, now we left chanting, we understood. Well, I want to know, when I am chanting now, that it's spontaneous or it's from mind. So that one thing you can write, okay. That's good. So while you are chanting, what do you do? Can you... Okay, fine. Can you know that or not? That's another question. Is it possible? So, it's complicated. So, devotees, yeah. See, you know what? When you chant, if it is spontaneous remembrance, what Rupa Goswami says? Name?
Qualities. I'm sorry, form.
Name, form, qualities.
Qualities and
pastimes. Yeah. So, but when it's imagination, it will not be continuous. You'll not be able to maintain it. It'll come, it'll go. It'll keep on changing. You see? You're imagining, no? But when it is spontaneous, you'll not be able to stop it. You'll not be able to stop it. It's impossible. You want to stop, you'll not be able to stop it. Imagination, you want to stop, you will stop it.
So you're saying
that... Because you're doing that.
That the mind becomes... Their whole person becomes kind of wrapped.
Yes, so soul, because this remembrance is coming from soul, it will engulf your mind and intelligence and pull you. You'll not be able to do anything. You are in trap of Krishna. You're trapped. That's the blessings, that's holy name will trap you. That's how you know. So if you're able to stop it, it's imagination. If you're not able to stop it, it's spontaneous. That's the meaning of spontaneous, no? Spontaneously coming from Krishna, he's giving you. He'll not allow you to run away. It will be forceful, it will be very forceful. Very forceful. You'll not be able to do anything. You can't stop it. You want to get out of it, you'll not be able to get out of it. That's spontaneous. You see? So it's like Prabhupada gives that example in Nectar of Devotion. It's like attraction between male and female. You can't stop it. Is it? If a female sits here, you do whatever you want, but you can't stop that attraction. You can't. It is there with you. Similarly like this. Okay? So until that platform, so you can check. You can try stopping if it stops. So, just forget it. It's all imagination. So that spontaneous remembrance is the aim of chanting. Until and unless we don't reach that platform of spontaneous remembrance, we have to work hard on chanting. You're not safe. You're not safe. Maya can anytime take you away. It can make you fall down. It can do anything. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta said, Kirtana prabhave smaran hove se kale nirjana bhajana sambhav. When by kirtanam chanting, you get spontaneous remembrance, then you are out of the realm of illusion. Illusion loses. Now she is losing grip on you. Otherwise, you are in grip. You are just in her grip. Okay? This is important to keep in mind.
So you're saying this is like a stage that one will come to, that once they get to that stage, it's just, they just chant and they're just spontaneously remembering all.
Yeah, yeah. This will come automatically.
It's not like something that comes and goes.
No, it doesn't come. It doesn't come and go. Spontaneous remembrance, you're trapped. It doesn't come and go. Whenever you'll chant, remembrance will start. It's not that now chanting is bad and it's, no. It'll start. It'll start. Prabhupada said it's like switching on TV. You switch on TV and TV images form, name form. It happens always, no? So when you are at that stage, as soon as you chant, immediately you remember Krishna. You remember Krishna, his qualities, his form. And you remember with love. It's not just blank images, no? You remember he's handsome. He's handsome. He's our Lord. That's the point. He's our Krishna. So all those things will come. And you can't help it out. You can't help it. It will just flow in you. You understand? So that's spontaneous remembrance. So you can add spontaneous remembrance is the aim. Not just remembering. That's not a good idea. Spontaneous remembrance. You have to keep in mind. So, okay, how do you check we have spontaneous remembrance or we are doing some mental thing or it's from illusion? Two things. When you leave chanting, you don't get attracted. When you are chanting, you can't stop it. That's all. Okay, so it's important. Is it important? No? It's important? No. Otherwise we get tricked. There are many people in this trap. Many people think, you know, it's gone. Yeah, I'm good chanting and I remember Krishna. It's nice, it's bliss. And they don't advance from that point. Is it? I think, yeah, pretty much it's good. So you don't have to stop there. That's a problem. Okay. We should, this is the aim. This is not the means, spontaneous remembrance. It's not in our control, spontaneous remembrance. Okay, now good chanting leads to more chanting and more service. So, how do we know we are chanting good now? Okay, fine. I told aim of chanting is spontaneous remembrance. Okay, fine. That's okay. But that's the aim, it will come after some time. Now, we can't artificially do it. You chant nicely. You just hear properly, chant. That's what Prabhupada says. Now, at least we can do that. try to bring back our mind on chanting. But how do you know we are chanting good? What is a symptom of good chanting?
You
want to chant more. Yeah, you want to chant more. Prabhupada says, if you chant nicely, you want to chant more. It's not bliss. It's not bliss. Good chanting cannot be measured by bliss. It is wrong to measure chanting by bliss. Bliss, we have sometimes bliss, we have don't have sometimes bliss. That, it keeps on going. But when you chant nicely, Prabhupada said, you want to chant more, 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 more. That's a symptom of chanting. Good chanting. Is it?
Well, why wouldn't you want to be chanting more if you weren't experiencing some... If you weren't getting some taste?
You will get taste. But by taste, you can't know whether your chanting is good. Because taste can be given by illusion also. We get taste while we do kirtans. But illusion can do like that. But when you chant, if you chant and if you want to chant more, illusion will never allow you to do this. Maya doesn't want you to chant more. Come on, you're chanting, no? Holy name. So what she can do, she can give you bliss. You feel so nice and you'll stop chanting. Ah, I'm happy. You know, and you stop chanting. And that's what she wants. But she'll not allow you to chant more. So that's why this is the... this. You get bliss, but by that you should not measure your chanting by that. You understand? If you want to measure, you have to measure by this. Good chanting leads to more chanting. This is not work of illusion. This is work of Krishna. 100%. You understand? You got my point? And it leads you to more service. Prabhupada says, enthusiasm in service. If you chant nicely, you'll get enthusiasm to serve. That's what we are praying for. Krishna, please engage in your service. So you want to do service. You want to, after you finish your rounds or when you chant, you want to, I'll serve Krishna with my mind, intelligence, body. My each atom should be engaged in service of Krishna. That's what your consciousness will become. So these two symptoms, you have no chanting is good. All other symptoms are there, but don't measure chanting by that. Don't measure, you can get confused. So Prabhupada says in his letter this, that's all. Prabhupada says, how do you know you're chanting good? This is Prabhupada saying, this is Prabhupada quoting, is it? Have you read this? No, letters Prabhupada is saying, somebody asked Prabhupada, how do we know I'm chanting nicely? Prabhupada said, you'll feel chanting more. Prabhupada says, and then many places they ask Prabhupada, how do we know we're chanting good? Prabhupada said, you will be enthused to do service. You will feel like serving more. That's all. Prabhupada never said that you will feel bliss. He might have said in some context, but most of the time, this is what he's saying. Okay? So, next is, chanting is the best service. Why I'm telling you this? Because people, you know, they divide service and chanting, no? There's a dichotomy. Should I serve? Should I chant? You know, there's a division. But this not, don't create this dichotomy. Chanting is the best service. It is service. Why chanting is best service? Can anybody tell me? Okay, fine, good. Okay, fine. So chanting is best service because it increases quality and quantity of other service.
The basis.
Okay, good. But now my question is, how do I know that chanting is best service in itself if you leave all services?
It's the only way to be Krishna conscious, and it's the essence of devotional service.
Okay, fine. I'll ask you a question in another way. Okay, fine. Is cooking not service? So then, is there a difference between cooking and chanting?
It depends on where your mind is.
No, but I'm making a statement. Chanting is the best service.
I mean, the people.
I'm not putting mind
here. They cook.
Is there any difference between cooking and chanting? Or no? Okay, let me put it like that. Can you cook your entire life and not chant?
Mm-hmm.
Or can you? If you have to choose, you have to cook, not chant. And you have to chant and not cook. What do you choose?
Chant.
Of course, yeah.
Chant.
Yeah, so, no, I'm giving a choice. That's okay. That's fine, but I'm giving a choice. So, we all know, we choose chanting, we don't choose cooking, you know. We all know chanting is better service. We can't leave chanting for cooking. You understand? So, but why? That's my question.
since the holy name is non-different from Krishna himself, wherever, whenever you chant, you're bringing Krishna personally present, and that's, there cannot be Maya and Krishna in the same place and time. So you're getting rid of Maya.
Okay. But then if you're in temple, vessels are Krishna's and you're in touch with Krishna. It's all Krishna. How do you do with that?
So are you saying that if you're in the temple and cooking, it's impossible for you to be not cooking for yourself? It's impossible to be cooking for yourself or for sense gravity?
No, that you can do. That you can do. But then while chanting also, we do all the time for sense gratification also. Like your mind is going here and there. It's not...
But that's basically, the question is, he's making a statement, chanting is the best service. Mm-hmm. Why?
This is Prabhupada said. Now what do you do with this statement? It's the best service. What do you do with this?
Why?
All over Prabhupada says, chanting. Everybody has read, you know, all purports, chant. No? Mm-hmm. Why? Why doesn't Prabhupada write in every purport, cook? Doesn't happen like that.
You can't do any other service.
Good,
Krishna,
good, yeah, chanting. Perfect. I accept this answer. That's what you told. Without chanting, any other service is, it becomes material. Because you do many offenses, chanting helps to get rid of offenses. That's one solution. Got my point? This Prabhupada says, no, when there's deity worship, you should always have kirtans. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada says the logic in purport. Why? Because doing deity worship, you have many offenses. When you chant, all those offenses will be liquefied. Holy name is more merciful. It's the most merciful incarnation of Lord. So when you chant, it helps us to get rid of offenses in all other services. And that's why chanting is one of the best service. One reason for that. So, and that is why all devotees, when they cook, they are chanting simultaneously. Okay, if there's some mistake, offense, Krishna's holy name will forgive you. No problem. If you're not chanting, then there's a problem. Then you implicate yourself in offenses. Because other services are important. They demand your attention. They demand rules and regulations. Is it? So that's why Prabhupada says the best service. Prabhupada said, with all your services, whatever service you're doing, do it with holy name, with chanting. If you're cleaning floor, keep on chanting. And that's what Prabhupada quotes Jiva Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Ananta Leela. That yadyapi kalau anne kartive bhavati, that's what Sanskrit quotes Jiva Goswami. Although there are many other services in Kali Yuga, chanting, cleaning, cooking, yadyapi kalau anne seva bhavati, tathapi kirtana sayoga eva. Still, it should be adjuncted with chanting because it will help you to get rid of offenses. So you see, that's why Prabhupada says it's the best service. It's not that cooking is lower or that is lower, chanting is up. On absolute platform, all services are equal, no? You're doing for Krishna. Prabhupada said in some of his letters. Is it? You've read? On absolute platform, all services are equal. And there was one Mataji, you know, in letters. Like I think she was in LA and she wrote a letter. It's in letters that Prabhupada, I am doing typing for Krishna. Service, PPT. So all day I'm typing, so I don't get to chant more. And I can't, so what do? I can't chant properly. Then Prabhupada wrote her back. Typing and chanting is on absolute platform. They are on the same services. Don't worry about, don't disturb. Do typing, that is your chanting. He also said like that. But at the same time, he doesn't mean you don't chant 16 rounds, but he's saying don't get disturbed. That is absolute platform, everything is equal. So, but the point is, without chanting, you get implicated into offenses in those services. It's not lower. But every service demands their own rules and regulations. No, it's like that. I mean, to say, if you wash your clothes, there's a different system of washing clothes. You put soap, there's water. If you wash floor, there's a different system to wash floor. You need broom. System is different. So deity worship, there's a different system. Cooking, there's a different... See, cooking, everything is for deity, no? Cooking is also deity worship. It's a part of deity worship. It's not cooking. You're worshipping deities, no? There, in deity worship, there are 64 limbs. One limb is cooking. Is it? Mm-hmm. And deity worship demands lot of strictures, lot of stipulations. To be very strict. Otherwise, you go in offenses. Like, deity worship is very difficult to do. Cooking for deities and cooking for devotees is also the same. You are cooking in temple. You have to put cloth on your mouth. You've seen traditional cooking? There's a cloth on your mouth so that no saliva should go. And then they put cloth on your head, their head also, so that hairs do not fall. It's very difficult. We don't do that. Because if we keep on doing that, it's very complex. It becomes very complex. We don't do all those things. You can't do in Kali Yuga. What's happening? Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't do all those things. And neither of our acharyas recommend all those things now. Because very complex. You can't follow. Okay, so you can't follow some rules and regulations. So what to do? So you have to do something else now. Because that's in Vedas. It's given like that in Vedas. You can't defy Vedas by your own stupid thing. So then Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu told, okay, I am the most merciful incarnation. I'll tell you the loophole. There's a loophole. No problem. You do the simple system, chant. Because there are no rules, regulations in chanting. Is it? Nam namakari bahudha nija sarva shakti satrar pita niyamate smarne nakala. There's no rules and regulations. So you keep on chanting and all offenses will be liquefied. You understand? This is how we have to understand. It's not lower, upper, it's not inferior. That it is just that it helps to, it's the most merciful incarnation. There are no rules, regulations. It helps us to avoid offenses. We chant. That's clear? It's all in Prabhupada books. It's all there. Okay. Next is, okay, now this is, I was talking about principles of chanting. What about practice of chanting? Let's focus on practice. How do we chant? Don't chant fast. First thing, don't chant fast. Don't try to finish chanting. Don't do that. ISKCON, there's a disease. I should repeat, it's a disease to finish rounds. It is not every holy name. Holy name is like a jewel. Every word, you listen, keep it in your heart. It's always with you. It's always with you. That is in the soul. So you should chant like that. Every name is precious. You can't chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You can't just finish like that. That's like what you're doing. It's the best service and you're doing in worst way. So it might take 20 minutes more, 25 minutes more. No problem. What we are here for. So don't chant fast. Prabhupada says in letter. You read this letter in 1972. Go to letters. Read 1972. Prabhupada said in that letter, it is not to a person, it is general instruction letters. It is not contextual. Letters are mostly contextual, no? Space, time, circumstance. But it is general instruction. Prabhupada is writing that don't chant fast, focus on quality chanting. Quantity will itself come. Don't focus on quantity, finishing. No, it's not required. But many devotees, chanting is the best service, but that's the last service devotees focus on. It happens, no? It happens like that. Because you're busy in other things, you know. While chanting also you're thinking so many things. You don't elevate like that. You have to just forget it, you know. Just holy name and you. Krishna and you. That's all. That's what we are here for. Don't chant fast. Don't chant so slowly. That's another problem in ISKCON. And they'll keep on singing, Hare Krishna, Krishna. 4 hours you're taking 16 rounds. No. Now, there's an anti-argument for that. Devotees say, Prabhupada used to chant fast. You put in morning, no? Mm-hmm. Oh, Prabhupada is like super fast, fast speed. Hare Krishna, Ram, Ram, Hare Krishna. It seems he's missing also. So what do you do with that? So, Prabhupada said that I practiced. You know, practiced. He's chanting and he's into spontaneous remembrance. In spontaneous remembrance, it's a different thing. You're chanting and you're in remembrance of God. We are chanting, we have not in spontaneous remembrance. We can't imitate Prabhupada. It is said, you don't imitate advanced devotees. You follow the instructions. Otherwise, you'll die. It's said in Bhagavatam, no? Like Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav. So, he drank poison. We'll also drink poison? No. We should not do what they do. We should do what they say. Is it? You know, they advanced. We should not do what they do. We should do what they say and do. Or what they say. That's the injunction. And Prabhupada never said, chant fast. Have you read anything? Never, no? Never. On the other hand, Prabhupada said, chant slow. So both things now, and there's a letter in 1972. He says, and it makes common sense. It is common sense. You don't need Prabhupada for that. You can't chant. And you know why people chant fast? You know why? Tell me why. Why devotees chant fast?
They want to get it done.
Okay, one thing, they want to get it done. But even if you leave them free, still they'll chant fast. And there's a problem. I'll tell you what's a problem. Why?
I think it makes you seem more advanced if you chant really fast.
See what?
It makes you appear like you may be more advanced if you can chant very fast.
I don't know. That's, devotees do not feel like that. There's something else going on. You know why? Why they chant fast? Because if you chant fast, their logic is, if you chant slow, your mind is running here and there. Mm-hmm. If you chant fast, then mind doesn't run. You also felt, no? That's the usual logic. You chant fast, mind doesn't run, and like, okay, we can finish. But that's an illusion. Don't fall and trap into that illusion. No gain without pain. Chant slowly. It might be difficult to chant slowly because your mind will run. But the point is, if you keep on chanting fast and you're thinking that, okay, mind is not running here and there because you're chanting fast, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. You know what you're doing? You're avoiding mind. You're not controlling mind. Is it? You're avoiding. Okay, you chant fast and you avoid. It's avoided. And you think you're getting control, but you're not controlling it. You're avoiding it. But when you chant slow, it's running here and there, and you're bringing it back, then you're controlling. There's a difference. Persons who chant fast, they will also be able to focus on holy name. Like, okay, fine, I'm focused. But what about mind, you know? Where is your mind? Mind is not on holy name. Mind is on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. That speed, you know, it goes on. You can't focus on that.
So, would you say that you can know the difference between whether you're avoiding the mind or controlling the mind during chanting, in terms of how well your mind is controlled when you're not chanting?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, that'll come. Yeah, you're right. If you control mind, when you don't chant, your mind is controlled. If you avoid mind and you stop chanting, again scattered. So that's an illusion. Don't do that. Chant peacefully. What's a big deal, you know? Bring your mind back. Pray to Krishna. He'll bring your mind back. And you might have experienced. You're all practicing, no? Sometimes when you're free, you chant slowly, and then it becomes nice, no? Chanting, it's just morning, finishing chanting, and fast. You finish, but, you know, there's no, okay, it's finished, you know. It happens like that. So anyway, don't chant. Try not to chant fast. It's important. But sometimes you might have to chant fast. You're busy, you know, whole day. You know, I'm busy after morning. I'm like sucked off. So,
because sometimes you can, if you have so much time, you can just kind of space out.
Keep on chanting?
Yeah, if you have more time, you can space out. Meaning like you chant slower, because you feel like, oh, you know.
Well, yeah, if you have time. I mean, I'm not saying so slowly, but normal pace. Okay, no. See, if you chant fast, you'll finish your rounds in 1.5 hours. If you chant slow, normal speed, not slow, you'll finish around 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes. That's all. Not more than that. Space out will finish your rounds in 4 hours, 3 hours. You're like out. So you have to see, you have to balance like that. Yourself, you have to understand. I think that's pretty much clear, no? That's okay. But I was making a point, sometimes you have to chant fast. You're busy whole day, managerial thing and all those, you have to finish your rounds. You can't leave your rounds on the plea that I had to chant slow. No, that's also important to finish your vow. You have to finish your vow. Sometimes you come at late at night, whole day you can't chant, and your programs, you come late, you have to finish. So in that case, you chant fast and at least finish your vow. You can't break that vow. It's important also to keep vows, you know, you can't do that. So in that special circumstances, you can chant fast and finish your rounds. So that's exception to this rule, but not, it should not be normal. Okay, it is not necessary to walk or sit while chanting. You can either walk or you can either sit. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's not necessary to sit. It's a fallacy that you have to sit. Prabhupada said anytime? No? Prabhupada didn't say you have to only sit and chant. It's an ISKCON fallacy, you have to sit and chant. No? Prabhupada was walking and chanting so many videos in morning. He's walking and chanting, his morning walks. Bhakti Santa used to walk and chant. Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to walk and chant. No problem. Your mind should be fixed. It is said in Vedanta Sutra. There's a sutra, Mano Anukulan Eva. You be in whatever position, your mind should be fixed. You can hang yourself upside down, no problem. But you see your mind, you know what's happening. You're sitting here, your mind is like, what's the point? So it's up to you. But if you walk, you should not walk into entire Denver, you know. That's not a good thing. You're walking in this room, that room, there, you like, you have a full walk, you know. If you're walking, you can walk in a room like Prabhupada used to do, just in a room. Yeah, just, keep your mind focused, walk. It's all finished. That's a simple thing. That you have to keep in mind. But there's no stipulation, you have to sit only. That's bad. That's a bad way of. If anybody says, just ask him where did Prabhupada said. Show me. There's no stipulation. And if Prabhupada would have said, you only have to sit. Prabhupada is always walking, you know. He's always walking. What do you do with that? So it's up to you. It's up to you. Be comfortable and chant. But whether you walk or sit, don't sleep while chanting. That's the point, you know. If you sit, there's a tendency of sleeping, no? You fall asleep. It's like that. Because, not because you want to sleep, but because sometimes you're tired also because of services. Previous days, like Fort Collins College, you go and you come tired morning. So if you're tired, don't sit because you will fall asleep. 100% you'll fall asleep. It happens, no? We feel we'll not fall asleep, but after some time you're chanting, but in your dreams. Yeah, somewhere else. So because sleeping is the biggest offense you can do while chanting. That's the biggest offense. Because you're chanting, you're inviting Lord, and you're sleeping. What is happening? It's nonsense. You call somebody and then you don't pay attention. That's an absurdity. You're with Krishna. You're with Krishna when you're chanting. You can't afford to sleep. Your mind can go here and there. That's okay. Don't sleep. Is it? You call a guest and you sleep. What's happening? You know? How do you call me? It's a bad thing. So don't sleep. Don't sleep. So you know what is the mother of all offenses? We did, no? Chanting. Mother of all offenses? Inattention. What is sleep? Absolute inattention, no? Simple. You are like, you're gone. Never sleep. Krishna becomes very unhappy. All acharyas, Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Shanta, everybody, anybody who has written on holy name, everybody tells, just avoid this thing, not sleeping. Other things can be handled. Just avoid this thing, not sleeping. So many saints, not in Vaishnav, in other sampradayas also, in Christianity, it's not necessary to sit, no? I don't know, many saints were standing and they're praying to Christ, no? It's never. In Bhagavatam also, you see, Dhruva Maharaj, what he's doing? He's sitting and doing meditation. He's standing. Sambhu Manu, he's standing on one leg. Raman, he stands on one thumb.
Bharatman,
I don't know about him. It's mentioned he sits or standing. So it's not necessary. It's a fallacy. It's wrong. People can argue, but my argument is this. You can think about it. Okay, never sleep while chanting. So sitting and chanting is, if you're prone to sleep, don't do that. And if you're really prone to sleep, don't sit. That's the best thing. Don't sit. Okay, do not do other things while chanting. That's very important. Close your phone, please. Switch off your phone. You don't have phone while chanting.
Yeah, we talked about that.
You talked about that? Okay, good. Good, that's a good thing because it's gone, there's a problem. And you might not feel that. You might not feel that problem now, but when you have congregation, then that problem comes. because you have phone and then some congregation, then you have to keep in touch morning, maybe some congregation calls, and it becomes complicated. So if you put a rule, just off it, that's all. Just off it. So it should be a rule, morning, you should off. You should tell everyone, see, if you want to call me after 9 o'clock. I'll be available after 9 o'clock. Before 9 o'clock, my phone is off. Just make it clear, that's all. I don't attend my phone. So nobody will feel bad as calling you, you didn't call. Or if there's something urgent, you call me in the night. That's all. That's the best thing. Because phone is a disease, no, nowadays? No, it's a disease. You get tension. You get tension in every morning. Is this email or not? There's a tension, you know, it's a new disease coming, Gmail disease, Gmail syndrome, something like this, email syndrome. There are books written for this, creates tension. So what I do is I off it. That's all. In evenings also, I off whenever I'm doing. I just tell me, you call me, as in voicemail, I'll check between 9 or 12, and the evening this time I'll check, otherwise I don't check. This is super urgent, send me a mail in the night or something, and that's all. If somebody dies, it's super, super urgent. Sorry, I can't do anything. That happened, you know, what can I do? It's already happened. So you have to be like that, otherwise it's difficult. In preaching, you have to keep in mind. It will be helpful for you all in the long run. If you make a rule, it's important.
I experienced a great contrast in this regard. Because before I became a monk, it was barely internet. It had just been like maybe
five years.
The only people who had cell phones were like businessmen. They were very expensive.
Mm.
And there was no texting.
Hmm.
You could text on the internet, okay. But you couldn't text
on the phone.
Phones for texting.
Yeah.
So if someone were to call you, they would leave you a message on your home voicemail or your home recorder. And you'd get back to them in a couple of days, and that was sufficient. Unless it was a business, then you'd, you'd get to 24 hours was sufficient. And then I went and I came back 8 years later, and it was nuts. Now I do it, of course, but everybody had their little computer.
It's bad.
Phone on their ear.
It's very bad.
And I finally got one, and it's like if I didn't answer it within 5 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm like, you're ignoring me. And I'm like,
yeah, it's
she got a life, man.
Actually, you know, it's becoming a big problem, and people are suffering from psychiatric problems. It's creating psychiatric problems. Your intelligence level, your absorption, your focus, everything will come down. It'll suck you. So this phone, you have to be very careful, very, very careful with that. You have to make some rules in your life. This time I'll not do, and inform everybody, and otherwise it'll make you nuts, like he's telling.
It makes the pace of our life in modern society very frantic and scattered.
Many devotees are trapped to this. And once you get trapped, you can't leave it. You get addiction, no? There's addiction for this thing. A different kind of taste for it. It's difficult. So, please take care. Don't do other things while chanting.
What about like sweeping the floor, doing the dishes? No.
This is chanting in chanting time.
Okay, so like
it's chanting on beats, on beads, yeah.
Okay.
That way you can just keep on singing the holy name, no problem.
Sing the holy name whenever.
Perfect. That's what I told you. Cool. This chanting, this beats.
You can chant while you do other things, but don't do other things while you chant.
You can put it like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, for the 16 rounds.
You're right.
Focusing,
the rest of the day you should.
It's probably a good thing to be singing the holy name and chanting.
That's the best. Why not? It's a good. It has to be done like that.
Cool.
So so many other people while chanting, what they do, while chanting they're talking. That's what they do. It's very bad. Don't do that. You know why? Because your chanting means you are in direct interrogation with Krishna. Krishna is there. You are face to face with him. You might not realize, but he is there. You can't. It is a disrespect, no? I'm talking to you. Oh yeah, Prabhu, this. What's happening to you? You're mad or what? That's why it's offense, inattentive chanting. It's a disrespect to the other person. But why? Okay, fine. Let me ask you this question. Why do devotees do like this? Nobody wants to, nobody's a bad devotee. You know, they don't want to do like this, but they do. Why? Why they just talk while chanting or do something?
Because it makes it easier. You don't have to do the work.
What work?
Like, it's more difficult to just like sit and focus and chant for like 2 hours.
Okay, fine. Yeah, yeah, it becomes easy to chant.
It's easy to go out one round and then go.
Yeah, that's true. That's one thing. Yeah, it becomes a little cool. You know, you can finish. That's one thing. Okay. Yeah. Any other thing? Yeah. All right. That's some practical thing.
The mind is already distracted. If you're not distracted, you stay focused. Stay focused. But if you're already distracted, then you're gonna go get a drink of water. You're gonna go to the bathroom 3 times.
Yeah. No. But why?
You're gonna go have a conversation that you can have.
Yeah.
Later.
But then, what's the answer for this? Why do devotees do like this? Your answer is same as him. I think it's because the mind is distracted. And so they find it easy to finish your things like that, no? It's cool, you don't have to focus. And the other point is, they do like this because they don't understand that they are with God. They think it's a sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They forget this conception. And they are with Krishna. It's very important to remember, we are with Krishna. We may not realize, but it's like that. After some time you realize that He's there in holy name. You're in direct contact with Him. Direct contact. He's there.
Just along those lines, can't we say, I mean, it's true, He's always with us anyway.
Yeah, okay, fine. If somebody can argue He's always with us, anyway. Yeah, that's okay. But the point is, He's always with us in any way, in form of super soul. He's always there. But the point is, in capacity of super soul, He is not in relationship with us. But in capacity of holy name, He is in relationship with us. We are calling Him to establish a relationship. We have called Him. We are chanting, no? As super soul, He is there. He is witnessing. That's okay. He is doing His job. We didn't call Him. Okay? But there we are calling Him. And this form of holy name, it wants love. It wants relationship. It's a different form. It's like a girlfriend. So calling her and she demands it. Girlfriend demands a lot of attention. No, you don't give attention, she's going to have some other boy. Finish. So life is like that. Holy name is like that. It's difference. Okay. Sometimes you can make it a point to chant more. Is it? Sometimes, 16 rounds, maybe you're free, chant more. Not in your entire life. Prabhu, how many rounds you chanted? 16 rounds. Yes. Did you chant one round extra? Never. Or 16 rounds. Prabhupada never said 16 rounds. What did Prabhupada say?
Minimum.
Yes. Minimum 16 rounds. Prabhupada said. He never said 16 rounds. Minimum 16 rounds. At least 16 rounds. See, these words Prabhupada uses? At least 16 rounds. Minimum 16 rounds. Whenever you are free, you can chant more. Like Prabhupada says, Ekadashi day, I think 25 rounds. He said, no, chant more. So why he said, so we have practice. Sometimes when you are very free, you can chant 64 rounds. You are free, we have 1 lakh rounds, we'll chant. Why? Because, I'll come to that point why, but you can chant more, it's a good thing, practice. Okay, never forget holy name is non-different. I'm just focusing on this, no? Never forget this point. Non-different, holy name is non-different. If you want to remember yourself, before chanting you can read some shlokas which will make you remember. Holy name is Krishna Himself and then chant. You can do like that. There are many verses, no? Prabhupada, holy name book. Okay, holy name is non-different. You read for 5 minutes, make yourself remember and then chant. So it will help you if you keep forgetting that. Chant with prayers if possible. Prabhupada said chant and hear. Prabhupada also said, Hare, please engage me in your service, Krishna. That's a prayer. Chant with prayer if possible. Initially, maybe not. Maybe people will be a totally new person. Or maybe somebody. You have to chant and hear. But chant and hear is not perfection, no. Chant and hear. That's starting. That gives you a base. But then Prabhupada says, okay, pray also. He says, you should chant like a mother cries to a child. So you can pray, please engage me in your service. So the point is, these are stages. First stage is, holy name is not different from Krishna. First, that's the first platform. You first chant with this conception, I am with Krishna. Slowly your mind will get fixed. When your mind gets fixed, then you can start praying, Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please, Radha, engage me in your service. The Prabhupada says that prayer. And when you are fixed in prayers, that means as soon as you chant and your heart starts praying spontaneously, then the third stage is, you start glorifying Him. It's not just prayers while chanting, you start glorifying. Oh, Hare, please engage me in your service. You are so beautiful. Krishna, please engage me in your service. You are the best person. Like that. You start glorifying Him.
Can you be saying this out loud?
No.
So you'd be chanting, but in your mind.
It'll come itself. Mm-hmm. It'll come itself. So that this is the first stage. You should be fixed in first stage. Holy name is not different. Your mind will get fixed. You get convinced, some realization. Then you go to next prayers. If you can do both, that's good. Prabhupada says, pray. And third stage is difficult. When you chant, you spontaneously pray and you glorify also. This is a gift. This is a gift. Just like spontaneous remembrance is a gift, you can't do that. Best glorification is a gift. And Prabhupada says in Science of Self-Realization, that lecture, you have to chant like a mother, you have to chant like a child for a mother. In Science of Self-Realization, Prabhupada says, chanting is the best prayer and best glorification. Prabhupada says there. Science of best prayer, best glorification.
I have a question about this. I notice there doesn't seem to be anywhere an emphasis on embracing other people or groups of people or even the world in one's... I've never read this in any of the books,
No, I didn't... What didn't you read? Embracing...
Like you're saying, say prayers when you're chanting. Mm-hmm. And I noticed there's no emphasis in any of the books. I haven't seen it yet, or maybe I've missed it. Of embracing others in your prayer.
Others? Why do you embrace others?
In other words, to pray for other people.
No. You're not praying for other people. You're praying to Holy Name. Engage me in your service. That's all. We don't know other people. No, we don't.
You never...
No. It's not. Never Prabhupada says that. While chanting...
Well, that's what I'm asking, because I noticed I haven't seen any emphasis on that.
In his con books?
Yes. So, is it inappropriate to do that?
No, we don't do while chanting. Yeah, Agaracharya says don't do while chanting. When you're off chanting, then we can do. Mm. But that's the system. Okay, chanting is best glorification. So you see, these are three stages. This best glorification doesn't come easily. Krishna will give you a gift. It comes after. But this should come. This will come. Okay. And chanting, last is, if you want to learn chanting, chant, that's all. Mm-hmm. Chanting is learned by chanting. The more you chant, the more you are skilled in that chanting. That's all. That is why all traditions, they chant. Chanting will help you to learn how to chant. There's no other way. You can't do anything. So to practice chanting. Prabhupada says practice chanting. Practice. Practice makes a man perfect. So daily we practice 16 rounds. When you are free, sometimes you can do more rounds. But of course, chanting, services, they're everything, no? Only chanting will not help you. Now you might see, okay, chanting is learned by chanting, so I'll simply chant. We'll fall down. Doesn't help us. Because all other services, you know, let me ask you a question. If you say, I'll just keep on chanting, go to a forest. Chanting is learned by chanting, 24 hours I'll chant. What will happen? You advance of all. Freak out. Why? What's the problem? Somebody determined, I'll chant 24 hours now. What's the problem with that solution? If he's able to do. Maybe. Will you advise that solution to any person? If he says, I will do. Will you tell?
Do the association.
No, he says, I can do it.
Preaching work? Okay,
one thing is, it's an order of God to preach. You can't avoid that order. You might be able to sit and chant in one place. You can do. But what about this order of Lord Chaitanya? We can't defy the order to fulfill our own fantasies, no? That's not a good thing. So, this is one thing. We have to preach also. So, we can't just go. Any other thing?
You have to be qualified to be able to be like that. Like Haridas Thakur.
Yeah, okay. Fine. No, Haridas Thakur was ordered by Lord Chaitanya. 3 lakh rounds. But Mahaprabhu didn't order Rupa Goswami to chant 60 rounds. And I think Rupa Goswami was super qualified to do that. He didn't say to anybody. Only to Haridas Thakur. And all of them were qualified. More than qualified actually. So he was teaching us something. You know why? Even if you can chant 24 hours, still you don't do that. Why? Because your advancement will be slow. If you can do that, you are saying. But your advancement will be slow. Rather than this solution, you come here, chant, do other services, and you preach. Advancement will be fast. Now answer me question. Why that will be slow, why this will be fast? I made a little answer. Simple for you. So I'm going to give you some hint.
If the Lord is pleased when we are serving other people, He's more pleased when we serve others than we serve Him.
Okay, that might be a thing. That's preaching, yeah. Preaching, He's more pleased, yeah. Distribution, yeah.
But does everybody, every single individual, even have the gift to be able to?
No, it's not necessarily preaching.
So, I mean, preaching
no.
Could be washing
dishes. Yeah, washing dishes also, yeah. Washing dishes, yeah. But I'm giving a scenario where a person says, I'll chant and not do any service. Mm-hmm. And he's able to do. Another scenario where devotee says, I'll chant and do some small services, no problem. Now, his advancement will be slow actually, although he's chanting 24 hours. This person who is doing other services, small, not big, menial services, and chanting, his advancement will be fast. Why? Although he's chanting 24 hours. I gave you the answer. That's all. I already gave you the answer.
Is the order of the spiritual master? Is
what?
If you're not empowered, like what you're trying to empower, how does that talk for?
Okay, yeah, that might be the case, yeah.
I think
that Prabhupada says in Chaitanya, we are not ordered to do like that.
I think of how Prabhupada says that you have to be able to dovetail to make advancements. So the way,
yeah, okay, fine.
The way
so,
I learned it is among
so people, what do you mean by dovetail?
It's impossible to advance if you're not.
Okay, good. You're coming to that point.
It's impossible to just chant, and then you go into delusion and you think
you're right.
And then you're absolutely
point is, that person's advancement will be slow even if he's able to chant 24 hours. Why? Because he's chanting. That's a problem with him. But this person who is chanting and doing services also, that's doing services will help him to cultivate service attitude. And then when you chant with service attitude, then Krishna becomes happy. And that person will never understand what is service attitude. He'll be chanting like a yogi, like concentration. But we don't chant only with concentration, we chant with service attitude. It is a service to Krishna. That mentality we have to develop. And that comes by menial services. And then you chant. You see, there's a difference between chanting of a yogi and a devotee. Devotee chants as a service to Lord. Like this. But if you don't know what service mentality, if you don't have service mentality by doing services, you don't know. That's all. And that person in cave, he will not understand what service attitude. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He will keep on chanting. His advancement will be slow. That's the answer for that. You understanding?
Mm-hmm.
So this person will advance more. Because we need service attitude. We have to approach Krishna with service attitude. We are doing service for Krishna, no? We are chanting, He is hearing. That's service. He is hearing. That's service to Him. But that attitude has to come. So that comes by serving devotees, doing servicing. So we learn, you know, we are serving devotees, then we learn we are serving superiors. Then we have this mentality, we can serve God. With that fine sentiment, we chant, then Krishna becomes pleased. So that's why this person will advance more. So,
would it be true as well, I'm asking, if that you have to have some service to others in order to have your anartas and so forth? You don't see them if you're just chanting.
And that's true, yeah.
If you're engaging the material world, engaging other people, you have a mirror now to see.
Yeah, that's also right. Absolutely, yeah. You will not understand what's your anartas. When you're with others, then we understand, you know, who am I? And then, yeah, all right. Okay, so chanting is learned by chanting. All these points you have to keep in mind. It's not that. But anyway, this principle holds good. Still it holds good. That's why you have to chant. So that's about chanting. It's 12:55. Oh, we missed our lunch or what? 10 minutes will be over. Okay, any questions? Otherwise, I'll stop it. Then next session we'll do after lunch. That's okay.